European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has confirmed that the EU will pause retaliatory tariffs on US imports for 90 days. In a statement, she said the Commission had taken note of President Trump's suspension of blanket worldwide tariffs yesterday. Apart from duties on China, from Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
This morning, EU ambassadors met in Brussels to assess a fresh proposal from the European Commission. The proposal was to pause some €22 billion in EU tariffs on a range of US imports that were due to take effect from April 15th. Those tariffs were not in retaliation for the blanket 20% tariffs President Trump announced on April 2nd and downgraded yesterday to 10%, but in retaliation for the 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium the US president announced in March. Following Mr. Trump's dramatic U-turn yesterday, the Commission proposed a 90-day pause on the tariffs. It's understood member states were broadly in agreement with the proposal, and President von der Leyen confirmed the pause in a statement a short time later. She warned, however, that if broader negotiations with the US were not satisfactory, the retaliatory duties would kick in. She also said the Commission would continue preparing further tariffs in response to the so-called reciprocal tariffs President Trump has reduced, but kept in place at 10%, as well as the other US tariffs still in place, 25% on steel and aluminium, as well as 25% on cars and car parts. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has welcomed the EU announcement of a 90-day pause on countermeasures. However, he warned that Ireland is not out of the woods yet when it comes to tariffs, as the US measures imposed on China could dampen investment. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Speaking at Dublin Castle this lunchtime, the Taoiseach said the latest tariff developments illustrated the importance of the EU's decision not to overreact. He said Ireland's sense had been that the best strategy was to keep open the possibility of a negotiated settlement rather than engage in immediate retaliatory measures. The Taoiseach said he believed the reaction of the bond markets may have been influential in making the Trump administration change tack. However, he warned, we are far from out of the woods and the only certainty right now is uncertainty. Mr. Martin said Ireland's objective and that of the EU is to engineer a package that would give Europe a safer, more sustained landing zone in terms of trade and economic relationships. He added, we are still a long way away from that. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Leinster House.
A pensioner who exploited vulnerable young women by supplying them with heroin in exchange for them working as prostitutes has been given a 7-year sentence. 71-year-old Oliver James McCormack was sentenced at Belfast Crown Court, having previously pleaded guilty to 40 offences, which include charges of human trafficking and controlling prostitution. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Police have described Oliver McCormack's actions as horrific and despicable. The pensioner had pleaded guilty to targeting 9 young women who were vulnerable, including drug addicts and the homeless, between 2015 and 2022. He made them dependent on him by supplying them with heroin in return for them working as prostitutes. The victims, aged from 17 to their early 20s, provided sexual services for him, his friends and clients he arranged. One of his victims has since died. Sentencing him at Belfast Crown Court today, Judge Mr. Justice Kerr said McCormack used the women as commodities to be sold in order to benefit himself financially. The pensioner was sentenced to 7 years, with half the term in prison and half on licence. Due to time already served on remand, he's due for release later this year. Some of the victims and their families who are in court today reacted angrily when the sentence was handed down. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has said that France plans to recognise a Palestinian state within months. He said the move could happen at a UN conference in New York in June, aimed at settling the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has denounced Mr. Macron's announcement, saying it would be a prize for terrorism and a boost for Hamas. New figures from the Central Statistics Office show that the country's inflation rate rose to 2% on an annual basis in March, compared to 1.8% a month earlier. This marked the first time that inflation has been at or above 2% since July 2024. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump. delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
A warm, dry and sunny day. Sunshine may turn hazier in the northwest this evening. Highest temperatures 16 to 21 degrees. A touch cooler on coasts in light, variable breezes.